We read yesterday in Chumash Bereishis. We talked about the sugya of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishoimi. So it brings, there's a similar sugya of the same inyan in Sanhedrin Dav Chof Tes, the Gabi the Nochsh. The Gemara says, Ein Tranin Lemesis. A Mesis means if one person talks somebody into it, brainwashes him to do a Vedazore, so it's Chayv Skila. And any person, when he's Chayv Misa, he could have time, yeah, could have a time, and you could find that, you could find a reason that he's closer. But Macy's is one that we never find for him as chus. Once we have Aziz that he's a Macy's, you don't find the chus. I mean, all the chusim that you find for a person that's Yitzhak Lehoreg. So we say that the Shoftu Eda, we still Eda. So special being Rashi and Marcus says that Nim Sechem and Kolib Apostle is also out of its Diko Eda. The Shoftu Eda, we Diko Eda. But by Macy's it says, Loi Seidelab, Loi Sachmoy Lolab, Loi Sechasolab, you shouldn't find the chus. I mean, there's a special thing by Macy's that Bezdin shouldn't find reason not to kill him, should look for a reason to kill him. So the Nochash was a Macy's and was also a Merida, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also at a Dina Bava. The Zohar, the Medr says, so the Gemara says, we don't be Taina for a Macy's. You don't look for Jerusalem for a Macy's. So the Gemara says, Im Loi Toan, Ein Toan. But ain't turn in the Macy's. I mean, in the Macy's, you don't find, you, even though he wasn't going, you don't find a friend. Maishno Macy's. So we say, Shiny Macy's, Rachman Omar, Loisachmol, Loisachas Ola. Omar Abshmol, Banachman Omar Abyanus, and Menain, Shame turn in the Macy's, Minochashakadmoini. The Nochashakadmoini was a Macy's. And we say harbei tainus. Domar Reb Simloi harbei tainus oyle lenochas lito in the leitoar. He had a lot of terutim, a lot of tainus. He could have tainus. I could have more that he shouldn't give him a punishment. But why didn't he tainus? Mipneimal leitoar leikodesh baruch hu. Why didn't Hashem be toing for him? Hashem knows all the tainus that are available. So why did Hashem give him a punishment if he had a good teret? Because he didn't sign it, so Hashem didn't sign it for him. Why didn't the Nochash sign it? Because Hashem didn't let him. It says, Vela Nochash Omar, by the Isha and all them, he said, why did you do it? By the Nochash, he didn't ask him why he did it. Says, Vela Nochash Omar, right away he gave him the punishment. So the Gemara says, Maya Velele Neymar, what could he have said? The Gemara says, Harbe Tainus. He had a lot of Tainus that he could have signed it. Then the Gemara says, Maya Velele Neymar, what could he have said? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishoimi, Divrei Rav Shoimi. If there's also Divrei Rav, there's Divrei Talmid. The Rav said, Loisach lo mimenu. And the Talmid said, to eat it, V'isem kilohim yodei toiv ora. So we say, who do you listen to? You listen to the Divrei Rav. So what was the Nochash Taina? The Nochash Taina was Divrei Rav Shoimi. And what they did on their own. I just said whatever I said, but I didn't do it. They didn't have to listen to me, but they listened. They didn't listen to me. They did against the Divrei Rav. They didn't listen to the Divrei Talmid. That's why the Gemara answers Divrei Rav. It's interesting that the Gemara says, Harbe Tainus Eilei Lita. What's the Harbe Tainus? And at the end, the Gemara says, one Tainus of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid. Right? Says Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid is a very strong Tainus. It's like a lot of Tainus. But Seif Dovo, because he didn't sign it, Hashem didn't let him sign it, so Mamela, he can't sign it also. Because he's a Metzias of a Macy's. The Metzias of a Macy's doesn't let, it's not a Shiloh of Davere did if he should do it. Metzias of a Macy's is Chayav Misa. Then the Gemara says, the Hemshech of the Gemara, Omar Chizke, Menayim Shekola Moisiv Gerea, Shinema Omar Lekim Lechechlu Mimena Vlechigubu. Because she was Moisiv, she said, Lo Yisigu Boi, Rash said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yiziru Amala Negiya. The Torah says, Sefes Giru, Shadoch HaPanocha Sheshchavu Alo Yilon, Ad Shinoga Boi, Omala Rii, Shem Nizala Negiya, Afu Lachila Lo Yisam Musu. Because she was Moisiv Negiya, so he was able to say that just like Negiya, you didn't die, and he pushed her on the tree, and she saw that she didn't die. So I heard from Abramsky himself, he said, that what was the kol amosiv gereya, what's lo yisechlo mimenu v'lo yisigu bo. He brings a thesis in Sanhedrin daf nun vov amud beis that Adam HaRishon was muzar on eiver min achai ochad toichal v'lo eiver min achai. So Tosfos, yes, it says in the Gemara daf nun says de lo yuta lo Adam HaRishon bozar la'achila. Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to kill a behemah and eat it, so how does he asher bozar min achai? Anyway, he's not allowed to eat meat. So Tosfos says haynu lohomis v'lechud v'l neitzo me'ileo sharia. That means a behemoth that died by itself, he was allowed to eat. He's just not allowed to kill a behemoth like we do nowadays. We check the behemoth to eat it. So what was the Yisr? The Yisr was to kill a behemoth, but if it died by itself, it was mutar to eat bosar. So Chava thought, they said, what does it mean, mimenu? So she thought that you're not allowed to take off the fruit from the tree to eat it, just like you're not allowed to kill a baby, you're not allowed to be mafsik the chius of the tree from the ilan to eat it, because it says l'shechlu mimenu from the tree. But she thought that if the tree falls off by itself, so it's mutar. So if so, what's the ether? The ether is the negia. To touch the tree, you're not allowed to touch it. That's why it's a pull up the root, you're not allowed to. But if it falls off by itself, it would be mutar, the way she learned pshat in mimenu. Just like what Tosfos says, in Mamela, she said, l'shoichlu mimenu v'loisigu bo, that the ikar is not to touch it. So then when the nochash pushed her on the tree and she touched it, so he showed her that really there's no misa benegia, so there's no misa b'achil. But then as he says pshat, what did Hashem mean, l'shoichlu mimenu? Because the Rambam says there's no shiurim libnei noach ba'iyiv if there's an Isra of Achila, the Isra is bekazayt. Achila is bekazayt. But by a ben noach, the Isra is even b'mashu. So memela, when Hashem said lo yisechlu mimenu, he meant even a mashu, even less than a kazayt. He didn't mean mimenu to tear off from the tree to eat that you're not allowed to. Only meant that there's no shiurim libnei noach, that even lo yisechlu mimenu, even a mashu is also awesome. That's what he learned pshat in the Kol HaMoshes Gereya. That you learn different pshat in the Leitzechlu Mimenu. Another thing that would say in the Parsha, in the Pasuk, it says, L'zoisi kore isho, kime ishu kocha zois. There's a Marsha, the Marsha says in the beginning of Saita, where it says that Bas pleni lepleni and Sada pleni lepleni, the Marsha says that the mazel of the isho is by the ish. Since it's Arboim Yom Kedem Yitzhilas of Lad, so the Ish already has the Basko, whose Isha, whose Basklani will be his. So Menela, when she's born, she's already born into his mazel. She doesn't have her own mazel. Her mazel is by the husband. So seeing a remez, it says, Ki Me'ish Lukocha Zois, Me'ish Lukocha Zois is Rosh Hashanah's mazel. And even her mazel is taken from the Ish. There's another remez to the same thing in Ruth, when Naomi told Ruth, she said, Zokanti miyos leish. She said, are you going to wait till I have other children to marry them? He says, Kizokanti miyos leish. Gam omal tohisi alay leish v'yam elam tivan. Zokanti miyos leish is Rosh Hashanah's mazel. That her mazel was by Elimelech and she doesn't have another mazel by anybody else. She can't, she wouldn't marry somebody else. In the same pasuk, I'll bring the Rambam. The Rambam says, Legabe anhogas of aish with aisho. It says in Perek Tetzvot of Hilchas Yishus, Halacha Yud Tes. Chayim Tzivu Chachomim Sheyod HaMechabed Et Ishto Yoyso Migufoi Voyavo Kigufoi Im Yesh Lo Momen Malbe Betoivoso Kifim Momoinoi Velo Yati Lo Leo Eimo Yeseiro V'yeh Dibur Eimo Benachas Lo Yeh Otze V'lo Yeraks. Then in Halacha Chof he says, Chayim Tzivu Alo Isho Shetia mechabedes is bailo b'yoyse, that the isha should be mechabed or bailo a lot, b'yoyse midat, more than the regular. B'yeleo moiro mimenu, she should have fear from him, moiro from him. B'taase kol ma'aseo al piv, everything she does, she should do with either what the husband says. B'ye be'ineo k'moisar oi melech, he should be like a sar or a melech. You have to learn pshat nerama moisar, sar or a melech. Al kaponim, the husband has to be done to the isha, either in some kind of a melech, and she should have an emor from him. So it could be a remnant in the same post that says, Ki me ishlu kocha, Rosh Hashanah Melech. Thank you.